Silver salmon are currently filling Kodiak's waters, but according to James Jackson, a commercial salmon area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the run didn't begin on time.
They showed up a little later, but when they came in, they sure came in hot and heavy.
Weirs in Upper Station and Karluk started seeing silvers around late August. So far, commercial fishermen have caught about 328,000 cohos, which is pretty average. One thing that isn't typical, though, is the size of the fish.
So the last 5 years, the average weight is about, in the commercial fisheries, a little under 7 pounds. And the current average weight that we have for silvers right now is almost 7.5 pounds.
Jackson says that's a big increase when you take into account it's the average for hundreds of thousands of salmon. He says the reason silvers are probably bigger this year is because there's a lot of food for them around Kodiak. During surveys, Jackson says he's seen a lot of fish silvers like to eat.
They're probably just out there feeding before they're coming in to spawn, and they're just getting really big.
Even though there's plenty of coho, Jackson doesn't know how much longer commercial fishermen will be catching them. The length of the region's silver salmon commercial fishery depends on things like the weather and market factors.
We'll obviously have some more commercial openings for silvers, but whether fishermen want to keep going after them or it's worthwhile for them to keep going after them is a different story.
Kodiak silvers spawn later in the season compared to other runs around the state, so seafood processors don't need them as much. Jackson says fishermen try to do everything they can with the salmon available, but a lot of silvers aren't harvested. For KMXT, I'm Mitch Borden.